order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486767 through 486769. No warrants, no journal entries, and to void check number 486768.
Do you mind re?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a different one?
So it should be your, sorry, that through that. Is that not the same one as I've got?
I'm sorry.
There's.
Okay. Okay, let's try this again. Move to approve checks number 486750 through 486767, and then 486769 through 486814. No warrants, journal entries, and to void check 486768.
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 24th, 2026, along with executive session minutes for February 24th, 2026.
Move to approve regular and executive session meeting minutes from February 24th, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is bid recommendation. We have the bid recommendation 202601-591 for PFAS free foam. With us this morning, we have Taney County Emergency Management Director, Ms. Melissa Duckworth.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So starting back last year, Chris started working on this with our local emergency planning committee, which deals a lot with hazardous materials planning, to dispose of all of the fire departments in the county have foam that has been found to have the PFAS, the forever chemicals, their runoff. So that's a hazardous materials disposal that we'll take care of, but the state is providing a grant to replace all of that foam for every fire department in Taney County with chemical, the not forever chemical free foam, the PFAS free foam. So we got two bids from Municipal Emergency Services and Sentinel Emergency Solutions. We took this to the LAPC. They met last week, week before last. We took it to them. We looked through the bid, talked about what was there, and the recommendation is for Sentinel Emergency Solutions. They were the lowest, and they do come under the grant amount.
Okay. So the bid recommendation for the commission would be for Sentinel Emergency Solutions?
That is correct.
Okay.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Do not.
Move to award bid number 202601-591 to Sentinel Emergency Solutions out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Next, we have our notice of renewal for HVAC services for the Judicial Center and Jail Facilities EPM-CTC software, file number 26-016M for maintenance. This morning from our maintenance department, we have Mr. Scott Topening.
Morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
It is a one-year renewal that we have in front of us. We have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 27th, 2026. Approving the notice as to form. Do we have any questions for Mr. Turpening on this renewal?
I do not.
This is the second one.
Second
renewal. Move to approve the notice of renewal for HVAC services by and between Temperature Control Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next order of business to take up is intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Bull Creek Village, the sewer collection system project construction phase. With us this morning, our sewer projects manager coordinator, Mr. Cody Stice, along with
Sean Berry with Toth and Associates.
Sean Berry with Toth and Associates. Thank you, gentlemen. Do you want to just run through your staff report there?
Yes. So this is the Bull Creek Village Collection System Project. This is in the construction phase. Background, Village of Bull Creek has submitted a request for a construction phase funding agreement to facilitate their sewer collection system. This project is a comprehensive effort to strengthen the village wastewater infrastructure and ensure the long-term reliability of the collection system. As you know, this is one of our more vulnerable areas. It's in a floodplain. So part of this project is moving a lift station out of Bull Creek itself, so with some other upgrades. Scope of the project, reconstruct two lift stations, replace some pumps, of course, the manhole movement, engineering and construction. The funding request is for $575,000. It meets the definition of a capital improvement project of the 2015 sewer sales tax guidelines, and the timeline for completion is December 31st, 2027, and the staff here recommends execution of this funding agreement with these improvements. I feel they're necessary. And with us, we got Sean to ask any questions. He's the design engineer.
Do you all have any questions for the engineer? I know this project that's kind of been talked about for the last 2 to 3 years at least, and I know there was the one manhole. Is it close to the creek down there?
There's a line relocation that it's right in the creek.
Okay, that's what I thought. I knew there was one that was very important.
We're moving it out of the way so that it has less frequency in the manhole top coming off and stormwater getting in the system. So.
Okay. I think this is a prime example of a good environmental move. Getting lines away from those waterways and out of floodplains.
Yeah. Could save a big disaster someday for sure.
Yeah. It's an inexpensive way to take care of the environment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys have any other questions?
I have none.
Do not.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and Bull Creek Village for the sewer collection system project construction phase.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll move to the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the City of Rockaway Beach, the Rockaway Beach Wastewater Improvement Project construction phase as well. We're going to have the same representatives. Do you have anything to add, Ms. Jan Clark?
No, sir. We're just here to show our support, and this is the mayor, Charlie Soyman. So
okay. Well,
Sean's going to take care of this.
All right. Well, welcome, and proceed, please.
All right, so once again, Rockaway Beach has requested a funding agreement for wastewater improvements. This has been a project that has been standing out there. They've had a lot of failures along the roadway. Their lift stations are old and dilapidated, so trying to get that in shape. And then they kind of piggybacked another project to get a better price for the Boys Camp Road part. So that's why we kind of combined two into one here for you guys. So scope, lift station replacement, two lift stations, Boys Camp Road sewer improvement. So you might answer this, sewer force main, or is it all just gravity?
Gravity and force main and new lift station down
yeah.
there.
And the winning bid was $3,796,840. I have confirmed the funds are available with the auditor. It does meet the 2015 sewer sales tax guidelines, and the agreed-upon completion time is December 31st, 2027. Staff recommends approval and execution of this funding agreement with Rockaway Beach. These improvements are vital to continued reliability of their system.
What was the estimate on? You said this is the bid amount?
I don't have the estimate in front of me. I got
one. Engineer's estimate? Yeah. This came in just right underneath our engineers, right about $3 million bucks.
Okay, so it came in under.
Yeah.
Okay. It did. That's and I was trying to look for trends in that, and some places we're getting them and other places we're not. So.
Okay. And this is the main line that runs right through downtown Rockaway as well,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
That's that whole line that, once again, I know it's been talked about for several years, and with the failures, I know you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be close to the floodplain level right there. I mean,
it's under floodplain level.
It is under floodplain. Okay, that's what I thought. So
our lift station. So the new reconstruction, they're going to have to be raised and taken care of, and they got all that in the bid. So.
Okay, so major project, and
yes.
seems like we got a very good bid on this one. So, okay, any other questions?
Do not.
I don't have any.
You. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the City of Rockaway Beach, Rockaway Beach Wastewater Improvement Project construction phase.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you, Joel.
Appreciate it.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Next, we'll move on to a field note agreement with David and Cammie Stottel. With us this morning, we're going to have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. What we have in front of us is for unlimited loads. Any reason why we shouldn't do this, Jack?
It should be
pretty all kinds of reasons why we don't do it.
Well, if there's no reasons, I would entertain a motion.
Did we change up the form recently for this?
Yeah, we lost our old form.
Oh.
We had to build a new one.
Gotcha. Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between David and Cammie Stottel in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Jeff. Thank you, Jack.
Jack.
All right. Next, we have approval of the SB 190 applications. With us this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Accepted as an exhibit.
Yeah. These all recommended to be approved.
You have before you the SB 190 applications that the collector has received and researched. She recommends that the Commission approve SB 190 applications number 2953 through number 3005, dated March 3rd, 2026.
Label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a Road and Bridge Roundtable at 9:20 upstairs. I have 9:14 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. Thank you all.
Thank you.